We're starting at the bottom of Samech Zayin Amud Bet. So we in this example over here, we had the case we ended up. Are there two dots? Yeah, the two dots. So it's the last narrow line on the Amud. So there was this kid who his hot water for the kid had spilt over. As we'll see in a moment, Rashi explains over here the case. There was a child having a bris. It's like the bris was on Shabbos. I'm not sure now if it was actually they needed the water for the bris. Okay, so they were having a bris on Shabbos, and they prepared warm water for the bris on Erev Shabbos, and the water spilt over. And what is it? You don't cry over spilt water, right? And the water was spilt. Nothing they could do about it. They needed more water. So Amale Lehu Rabba, so Rabba, who was the Balabaita, the gadol of time, he says to the guys, Naitu Lecha Mimei Migo Bitai. He says, go bring me water. Look at Rabba, Migo Bitai, Mi Beite de Rabba, Vatilo Kebe Beita Chebo To Chatzir. So they had a common Chatzir, right? So he says, the bristles in the one house, and he says, go bring me water from the other house. So Amale Abaya, so Abaya says to Rabba, well, what are you talking about? V'halo arvinan, there's no eruv. Eruv chatzerot. How can you bring the water from your house to the other house? Says the Amarle, nismoch ha-shituf. That would rely on the shituf mevo'ot. It's like we've got an eruv around our town. You know, the Rav's got a box of matzah in his lounge. We rely on that. So we never have a eruv chatzerot. We rely on the shituf. Says the Amarle, halo shatfina, but there's no eruv shituf in their town where they're living. So he says, you know what? Nimule nochi leiti leis. Okay, fine. No eruv gatila, go to bring it us. So now Abaye is perplexed over here. Amir Nochi. So Abaye says as follows. Ba'i le'otvei le'mar ve'lo shavkan Rav Yosef. I wanted to challenge Rav on this, but Rav Yosef wouldn't let me. So he says, what's the story? Amir Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef said to him, like this, name of Rav Kahana. Amir Rav Yosef, Amir Rav Kahana. Ki avinan be Rav Yehuda, when we were in Rav Yehuda, Hava Amulani used to say to us as follows. This is unbelievable advice. Listen to this. He says, Bidoraita, when you up with your rabbi and he's discussing in halacha, which is doraita, and you might not agree with him, so then modvinan tiyufta v'hadar avdinan maase. First, raise your problem, and then you raise your problem. Then, if he explains to you, go and you do what you got to do. Rashi, yeah, bedoraita v'dinan tiyufta, but isru shel torah v'chacham moreh bo hetes. You got isru of torah, and the chacham says you can do it. But yesh betalmidim sheyodei lahashiv. And there are students there who think they've got something to say on the subject. Yashiv kode mase. First, challenge the Rav before he does anything. Why? Shlo navor, I'll do better because you might be right. And then you might persuade him. I said, oh, you know what? Okay. However, aval b'drabanan, says Rashi, if it's nisu drabanan, kagon eruvei chatzerot, like the case we're dealing with right now, eruvei chatzerot, which is drabanan, shavkinan lechacham lasot kehorato. Let the chacham do what he's going to do. After he's done it, then go ahead and ask him if maybe what he did wasn't right. So Amale, right? So the question now is, so I skipped that. The Vatar Hachi, but after the fact, so once the water had been brought for the kid, Amale, right? Ma bayit lutfel amar. So now Rav Yosef said to Abaye, Nu, what did you want to say? What was your kasha that you wanted to jump in and stop him on? So Amale, he says, the Tanya, we've got a brighter that says, Hazashvut. V'amir enochi shvut. V'amir enochi shvut. In both cases, Hazah, what's Hazah? Look at Rashi. Hazah la tamay enas shabi shabi emishum shvut. A person's isu doraita, who's tamay mi doraita, you know, like certain cases, he has to have a sprinkling of the paradum ashes on him. And you do it on the third day and the seventh day, I think. There's no isu doraita to do it. However, Chachamim said you can't do it. So we see here in a case where a person is a tamay doraita, even if he wants to say, go into the Beit HaMikdash, for a purpose or a mitzvah or something, we don't allow him to do Hazah on Shabbos. He says, Amir Aloch was a Shvut. So I don't understand. Ma Hazah Shvut v'ena docher HaShabbat. Af Amir Anochri Shvut v'ena docher HaShabbat. That was a bias kashya to Rabbah. I don't understand Rabbah. They're both Israel to Rabbanan. Amir Anochri and Hazah. We see the Chazal Asud Hazah. You couldn't sprinkle the Paradum Esh on a Tamei to make him Tahor. Right, look at Rashi. V'afilu v'makom mitzvah. We're now on the daf, on Samachet, even if it was a mitzvah, even for a kegon, lishchot pischo, as an example. The guy's a tamei midoraita. It's seven, it's yontif now. and you tell him, or Erev Shabbos, let's say, or whatever case is, he wants to go and shecht his Pesach, and you say to the guy, you cannot be over on the Isur Rabbanan and sprinkle the ashes, the guy for forfeits having a Korban Pesach. You tell me now, the same Chacham who said Isur Rabbanan, he says, well, Ganu Amir Nochri, can I bring the water? No problem. For Hazar, you said no, they said yes. So look what he says. So Amalei, Rav Yosef says to Abaye, what? Lo shayin lach bein shvut eat bein maase, the shvut leit bein maase. What, Abaye, what are you talking about? They're two different concepts altogether. There's an Isur Drabanan where there has got a maase. Hazaa is a maase. You're going to physically do something to the guy. Amir Nochri is not maase, just talk. Can't compare the two. They're completely different. Now the Gemara, the Bachia takes out the Ha'amar Lo Amar Nochri Zilache. It's interesting. I normally read without the. We take out the when I got a Bach makes a correction. We normally take it out, but it's interesting to read what he says over here. Because he says here the Ha'amar Rabba Lo Amar Nochri Zilachim. He didn't say to the goy, "You go and warm the water." He just said to the goy, "Bring the water." That's a little bit of a difference here between telling the goy to warm the water, not to warm the water. I'll be honest with you.
I don't think it would make a difference. I mean, isn't that the classic example of a shvut to shvut?
That's exactly it, Robert. That's exactly, you hit the nail on the head. I wasn't going to get into it, but now that you brought it up, I'll bring it up. Oh. That is a shvut to shvut. I was going to skip over it. But doesn't matter. Okay. That's a shvut to shvut. No, I'm glad you did it. A shvut is, there's a difference between a shvut to shvut and a shvut. So that's exactly what, according to the girsa of leaving this in and not taking it out, that's exactly what Rav Yosef saying to Abaya. We're saying to Abaya, you're talking about the two ways to explain the concept of a difference between shvut yesh it be maase, shvut eid be maase. The classic way would be that a shvut it be maase is like we said without this bracket, this line, right? That the one is pouring the ashes on him, sprinkling the water on him, or just speaking. With this in, it's gone one step further, saying no. That even that might be a shvut. This is already a shvut, the shvut. And therefore it's allowed. Because had he told the goy to warm up the water, that would have been the shvut. And that would have even been, might have been asur. Even though a rabbi did nothing, and the goy did something, and so therefore would change the concept of it be maase. Even when the goy is involved in the maase, it might be an it be maase. And then he would say, well, the fact that he didn't do it is the late be maase. But when you read it over here, he's saying that there's a shvut, and those are what Chachamim were osed, but a shvut to shvut they weren't osed. And this is a shvut to shvut. So we make a big difference. Okay? Because the examples we would have brought there about Amir and Agoy and Hazar would have been a shvut. This is no longer a shvut. The shvut would have been if he said, go warm the water. He didn't. He said, bring the water. Assuming the water was warm already, or warm your own water. He's not telling you what to do. The goy can do what he wants. It's not asur for the goy to do it. And I said, look, bring water. And naturally, a shvut to shvut wouldn't, and therefore wouldn't mean asur. So, okay, I'm glad you raised it. I wasn't planning on it. Okay. So, I'm going to Rabbi Barchanan da Abaya. Now, Rabbi Barchanan is hearing the story from Abaya, probably, and he's a little bit confused. Now, what do you mean there's no Eruv Chatzerot? What do you mean there's no Shituf Mevuot? What's going on here? Right, he says to Abaya, Mevuah, a Mevuah, like a big area like that where you all lived, it by Trey Gavre, Ravrevei Karabana. We've seen this Lashon before recently, right? He says, where there's two great Gedolim like you and Abba and Rabbi living in the same area, right? Lo li have be lo iru velo shituf.
That must have been expensive real estate if you have a Rabbi and Abba in the same chatzer with you.
Or you don't want to live there because everything you do is going to be awesome, right? Right? So he says, look at the Rashi here. To try to have a Rabbi, kagona ta, a Rabbi, the dairato bay that you live there. What? You don't have an Eruv? Didn't Eruv Chatzor? Didn't Eruv Shituf? Shituf Chatzorot? Well, what's going on over there? This is what he answers him. He says, Amalei, my Navid, what could I do? It wasn't practical. Why wasn't it practical? Mar, Rashi says, yeah, Rabba, ein kevodo, look at Rashi there. The Gemara says, lab urche. But Rashi says, what do you mean lab urche? It wasn't his way. He says, ein kevodo lechazer abanam avoy v'likvot hashito. It wasn't pasnished. You know that expression? What, Rabbi, the Gadol Hador is going to go one every Friday to people from door to door saying, guys, give me your Eruv. They didn't do it, so he didn't do it. Right? And so he says, and look at Abaye, he says, and me? Anna, Tarid de Begisai, I'm busy learning all day. I haven't got time to go and do this sort of stuff. Right? Inu lo mashkechen. Others, he said, look at Rashi, inu, shar b'nei amavoy, lo mashkechen. They don't care. So you're right. Rabbi and I, it's a problem. But he's too chashuv, and I'm too busy. Right? I'm too busy with mitzvahs, not just our mitzvahs. And on the other hand, so now what's the other possibility? V'akne le'yu pita b'sala. Now maybe I could take my bread and say, you know what? I'm makne lahem. I'm enabling them to be, I'm basically donating my bread to their shituf. And I would dedicate my bread every Shabbat and say, you know what? This is my basket and I'm giving you all a schut in my basket. It's all yours. Right? V'akne le'yu pita b'sala. And there's a problem. Why is it a problem? Kevan di bayu laminai. If somebody really came and knocked on the door and said, listen, I buy it. Can I have some of the bread out of the shituf, please? They made the Eruv Mechatzerot. Now there's a basket of bread there. And they know, Rabbi tells them, or Abaya tells them all, guys, there's an Eruv Mechatzerot over here. I've set aside this bread over here. And that bread's for all of us. There's a theoretical possibility that on Friday, on Shabbos morning, one of the guys knocks on the door and says, Abaya, just can I have some of that bread, please, for breakfast out of that Eruv? Right? Look what he says here. V'lo efshar liat v'ni'alei. He says, it's impossible to do that for me. I can't actually afford it. Look at Rashi Avia. They wouldn't cost me any time. They would be okay. So what's the problem? One of them The Bach says, I wouldn't be able to afford it every Shabbos if that had actually happened. Nimtza, what would be the outcome? She'ein belibi liot bo chere gamur ubat lashituf. Therefore, it's not already, I'm not being able to do it with a whole heart. And therefore, halachically, if I didn't do it with 100% giving them the bread, the shituf is batel. He says, litve na'alayu batel shituf. Why the Tanya? Echad mi b'nei mavoy shibikesh yayin v'shemen. We got a brighter over here. It's aloha. If one of the anshei mavoy came and asked for some wine or oil that was in the shituf, Rashi Mishel shituf, velo natnu, you never gave it to him, batel a shituf. The shituf's undone. In other words, it's a proper partnership. It's not a joke. So if I'm being makne from my bread to Zabaya, I have to be prepared for the fact that every single Shabbos, some guy, and they're all aniim, right? You know, they were wealthy people. They're all short. So it's a good patent. Abaya every Shabbos is going to make the Eruv for us. And every week, one of the different guys in the Mavoah can go and get their breakfast. So Abaya says, I can't do it. So he says, okay, so then he says, maybe, benakne dehu ma'ariv v'yata dechale b'chavita. So I think this is now Rabbi Bar Chanan says to him, okay, I got it. But why don't you, maybe, you got a barrel of wine. Now that's standard issue, right? Everyone's got a barrel of wine in their house. That's their main drink, right? So it says, "V'nakne le umar reviata dechale b'chavita." Just take one revi'it from your barrel there of chale. Now chale is actually vinegar, so I'm maybe saying not from the good wine, because that's reviata dechale mechometz, right? And set that aside and say, you know what? In my barrel of that one revi'it of chometz, even of vinegar, how bad can it be? Everyone can afford to give a revi'it of chometz to somebody. So in the world, they make that. She says, Tanya, we can't do that. Why? Ein mishtatfin be'otzar. So we've got a brighter that says you can't make a shituf with an otzar. Now, what's an otzar? Meaning like with a storehouse in an area where it's under-dedicated. But you have to make an eruv with a specific item. If it's in an otzar, so a big barrel of wine, we've seen this thing before, right? What's it called? Come on. Breira, right? Where breira is, if we don't set aside something specific, but we say after the facts, that is what I wanted to set aside. Now, halachically, by the way, we pass ken yesh breira. Right? So, kuru, we'll see in a second. Right? It's aim shtafim b'otzar. Look at Rashi over here. Bedavar ha'od atzor, kegon chavitcha yayin, or peirot ha'mechun nasin, or big storage of fruits. Ain somchin amashe betochan mishum the ain breira as the shituf, because no breira, which is the shituf. Bechim istapek mimenu, it could remember as the shituf, and now you're not sure. Maybe the shituf got lost, so you haven't got a shituf. That's what he wants to say, Abaya. Right? So he says to him, yeah, Rabbi Bar Chanan, v'ha tanya mishtatfin. We got a bright that said you can make a shituf with otzar. She says, "I'm Rav Oishe." So Rav Oishe comes down quickly to Yashev this kushya, right? Because we're going to steer it. One brighter says, "Ain mishtatfin," and one brighter says, "Mishtatfin, you can." She says, "Lo kashya, habe shama habe hilal." Right, we got different. The tnan of Mishnah hamet bebayit velo ptachim harbe kulan tmei. A little bit difficult this, but go through one second. You all know I'm learning Yichud Avayelut now. This is my mashal locher maaseh. I learned this locher yesterday in Shulchan Aruch. Right, if you've got a situation where you've got a dead body in a house, now take let's say not our houses, okay, but you know, even in our houses where we've got more than one door, let's say and you've got a room in the middle of the house, and you've got doors that are going in all directions, four doors, you could have windows going into the different courtyards around the house, and there's a dead body in the house. If all the doors, the windows are closed, right, that room where the mate is called a kever satum, right, a sealed grave. Everything in that room is tame. Everything in that room is tame. Now, if you open a window, if all the windows and the doors are open in that room, then all the doorways are tame. So anything sitting in the doorway or the tumah could, if actually can go into the other sides, we won't go into that now. But let's say all the doors are closed, the windows are closed. There's only one window or door that's open. And it makes sense that you're going to end up taking the body out that way. So there's a concept called sof tumah latzeit, where the tumah is going to go, if the body's going out that way, that's where the tumah goes. Right? Then only that window or that door becomes tame on that, whatever's on that side, and everything else stays okay. Right? So the question is, what if you don't know beforehand, and then you open a door? Do we say breira? Ah, or even if the other doors are all open, and now the body goes out that way. So we say that's breira, that really the body was going that way, so therefore the other sides of the doors and windows shouldn't have been tame in the first place, and other stuff, they won't become tame. Okay? Amet bebayit v'lo p'tchim harbay. Kulan t'mayim. Niftach echad mehen, hu t'may v'chulan t'horim. Now, chishev lo tzio b'chalon. You intend to take him out of one of the doors. Or b'chalon sheyesh po arba al arba, or even through a window that's got 4x4 t'vachim. Matzil al kol aptachim kulan. So therefore, you now save all the others. You intended to take him out that way. So we say, there's Breira now. So all the others are as if they were closed. Beit shama omrim, v'hu shechishev ad shlo yamut t'mayit. Beit Shammah says it only happens if that's before the guy died. But Hillel says, Afbin Shemut Tameh. Hillel says, even if it's dead already, there's still Breira. And we pass Kalocha like it, by the way, that there's Breira across the board in Alocha, like Beit Hillel. Right? So therefore, according to him, he says to him, what's the problem? You can do the Shittuv with the Otsar. Because according to Beit Hillel, you could have decided, you could do Otsar. We've got from the, we see the case in the story with the mate, that there is Breira, and therefore we don't worry that there's the Otsar, because at the end of the day, if the guy comes and asks you for some of the vinegar or some of the fruit, and you give it to him, Lemafreya, we say that was what you set aside as an Eruv. So that would have been a good solution to Abaya, okay? And we carry. Now we go back to the story that we saw at the very beginning. So now we've got a case over here, right? The previous example we saw at the beginning of the shiur on yesterday's Amud, it was a case of Rabbah. Now, this similar example happened with Rava, right? That the hot water got closed, either it was a breast today or the whatever. Amal Rava, so Rava says, Nishayle le'eme yitzricha. Let's ask the mother if she needs hot water. And if so, Nachim le'nochri agav ime. We can actually ask the goy, can warm up the water for the mother and we can give that to the child. Right? But there's a din over here. There's a halacha, by the way, that a woman, within the first few days after childbirth, right, is still considered a chole. And then I skipped out all these rashis. So this is five lines down where the rashi becomes wide already. Letzorcha chamin nachim la nochri agav ime. The kaimelan, we have a halocha, and he quotes over here halocha. This is from a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, we all learned this. Chaya achar shiva, so a woman who gave birth, still for 7 days. Afilu amra tzricha ani, look at this. Ein mechalina le'at ha-shabbat, aval osin la al yedei armai. So you can't mechalo Shabbos for her, but you can get it done for her by a goy. Okay? So now, in the first, I suppose the bris is in the 8 days. So on the seventh day now, we tight, I suppose. It is the day of the birth party and on the seventh day. So the whole 8 days, so you can still warm it up for her. So if she needs water, you can get the goy to warm water for her. So now this water's been spilled to the bris. So now we say, so Amara Mishasha to Rava. So Mishasha says to Rava, well, what are you talking about? We've seen her mother eating, yeah, already. The mother's eating happily. Look at Rashi. Tamei klomar achazinan de ainet shicha chamin ishtod. Tahatzonenami achla. She's quite happy eating tamarim and dates and whatever the case is and all other stuff. She's fine. This mother's fine. She's not in a situation where she can only eat warm foods and she's sensitive and she's still feeling a little bit sick, etc. There's no reason to do this before because of her. So Amarlei, so he says to him, Imur tunve ba'almuhu denakatla. Now look at right. There's a likute Rashi here. It says tunve. He says, shtut, right? Machmat cholya. He says, that's not any proof here. Look at Rashi over here. He says, tunva. He says, ardush tashin vocheret v'ani yodatma. He says, no, that's not, you can't be proof. That you saw her eating some normal foods is not proof. Because she's actually not feeding so well, she's a little bit disoriented, and she's eating anything that comes her way. But that's not a proof that she's actually recovered fully. In other words, he's looking for a kula here, Rava, that he can get the goy to warm the water so that he can have for the kid, right? So he's using that example as a kid. Hulya Nukadish, another example. Hulya Nukadish Dachavi Chavei is obviously quite common, right? That this all the hot water set aside for Britot gets spilled. Hulya Nukadish Dachavi Chavei, Amale Rava. Now listen to this one. The hack comes now. Like all the halachas we've learned about the chatzarot into play at once. Let's just go over it for 1 second again. We had a machloket Rabbi Shmuel, remember? Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel yesterday. If you've got two chatzarot, one next to the other, you've got a door between them. And you can make an eruv between them, remember? But we said, according to Shmuel, you can't do bitul. Why? Because Shmuel had the klal, you remember? That only when they are oser, one on the other, if they never made an eruv, then, if they forgot to make an Eruv, you can do Bittul. But if they aren't Oser, one on the other, they never made an Eruv, then you can't do Bittul. And we know that if two guys in a Chatzer, one next to the other, the fact that they never made an Eruv does nothing. All it means is we can't carry from one to the other. Okay? So now, it says like this. So Amalei Ravina, says Amalei Penutz, he says to him now, he says to Rava, says, this kid that the milk is, the water spilt over there, he says, Panuli mani mi bay gavre levay nashe, ve izil ve eitiv hatam. Oh, wait a second, before I carry on. Steve asked a question yesterday. How are we doing time wise? Steve asked a question yesterday, remember? He said, can we do bitul for a period of the day? And then, so I'll do bitul to you in the morning. I have my breakfast in the chatzer. And then that bitul will expire at 12 o'clock. And then for afternoon, for lunch, you'll do bitul to me. And then we'll switch around. You each both get a chance to use the chatzer. Remember that question? And I said, I wasn't sure. It was a good question. And I asked Rabbi Baruch about it. So last night after Ma'ariv, I asked him the question. He said that he thinks that it's a machloket, Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Chaim. And Rabbi Chaim of Brisk in the Shulchan Aruch. And we said, probably come up in Gemara. Little did we know. But I came home after Ma'ariv, sat down to prepare today's daf. And we're now entering that exact sugya. Okay, so that was a good question, Steve, because they always say university, the next slide. Right, so you never knew, but yesterday on that daf, the good question was today's daf. Okay, so now we remember that question, right? Bittul one at a time. So now we've got a couple of things at play here. So now we've got these two chatzar, one next to the other. So what does Rava say to the guy? I said, listen, look at the, if you look in the Rashi itself, there's actually a nice little picture in Rashi itself. There's a picture. There's the chatzar where it says there, Bayit Shel Katan. So on the one chatzar, parallel to the other one, there's a chatzer, which is the house where the kid is having the bris in. The next chatzer is a big area there. That whole compound belongs to Rava. And Rava's house is divided up. He's got Bay Nashe. The back houses, which haven't got windows and doors facing out, those are like the more tsanua houses, Rashi explains. That's where the woman would hang out. The front house would be the Bay Gavre. Then in the front of that, there'd be the kitchen area where the chamin was. And then you got his chatzer. Right, and that chatzer has a door going into the other chatzer of the neighbor where the kid is having a bris. So what does Rava now say? We know that if you do bitul to the chatzer, if I'm a vatel my chatzer to you, you can come into my chatzer from your house and backwards, but I can no longer use my chatzer. I can only use my house because I've been mevatel the rights of my chatzir. I can walk into my chatzir because it's your chatzir. You don't want me walking there, but I can't carry into the chatzir anymore. So now the chamin was all around there in part of this big chatzir area, and they were kaling there, whatever. Rava says to the guys, get all my stuff out of the chatzir, move it into the house, back into the back of the house to where the bay nashay are. And then I'm going to mevatel my chatzir. By being mevatel my chatzir, they can now come and bring water from my chaminya into my chatzir, which is now their chatzir, and then take it into their chatzir. That way they can get the water from my house into their house. But I've now lost my rights in all of that. So clear out all my stuff that I need. I'll go into the back rooms, and they've now got the front rooms, and the chatzir becomes theirs. That's what he says here. So I'm so he says, panu le mane, clear out. Clear it all out. Look at Rashi. Panu le mane. Rashi basically explains everything that I just said now was almost word for word for Rashi. The back governor by Nasha at the back. The Azil, the Itiv Hakim, they can then go and bring the water from there. The if delay you had a chatzir. So I said, Amr Avila Rava, I said, I understand. The Hama Shmuel, aim bitul reshut mi chatzir a chatzir. Shmuel says, you can't do this. Because we chatzir or two chatzir, one up a parallel to the other. There's no bitul. Because remember, because you, if you hadn't done bitul, you weren't asked to use your, if you hadn't done Erev, you weren't asked to use your chatzir, there was no bitul. So Amalei, Anan Rabbi Yochanan Svirlei, Ahol the Rabbi Yochanan, Ta Amar Yesh Bitul Michatzer Lachatzer. He says, that's not a problem. So now, Ravina says to him, Ve'i lo saba lak Shmuel, if you don't hold like Shmuel, Rava, and you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, so then what's your problem? Nitiv Marba Duchtei, why are you rushing to clear out your whole chatzer? What's the panic? If you don't hold like Shmuel, Shmuel says you can't do bitul, right? Rabbi Yochanan says you can do bitul. So then look at Rashi. Demidaka amart panuli mana. You say go clear out my stuff out of the chatzir. You were panicking now that once you did bitul, you were able to use your chatzir. Galita adatcha. What did you reveal? You revealed your inner thoughts. Demeacha shetevatel reshutcha. Look at this. After you now mevatel your reshut, but you've now abandoned your rights. And the chayom heter bechatzir. You can't use the chatzir. That's why you said to the guys, get my stuff out of the chatzir. Because I want to have my stuff with me, otherwise I can't use it. And that's exactly Shmuel. Look at that, Steve. Shmuel said, there's no such thing as mevatel, and then doing bitul again afterwards. In other words, once you've done bitul, oh, it's gone for the whole day. That's Shmuel. Dei love because Shmuel said, if you don't hold like Shmuel, leitiv mar aduchtei, stay where you are. Do bitul for 1 hour. This is your question, Steve, right? Do bitul for 1 hour. Let them take their water. And then they'll come. And they'll bitul the reshut back to you. You'll get your chatzir back. And that is obviously what Rabbi Yochanan says you can do. And I saw in the Shtanta this morning that that is the halacha. You can do bitul and then achar bitul. So you cover in the gedolim, right? So that is the case. That's the halacha. So he says, what's the problem? So the fact that you don't want to do that, Rava, and you're scared and you're stepping your stuff out, you're proving that you actually agree with Shmuel. So what are you hacking me here that you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? So what he answers him. He says, "Venit lev dura behan hadruin lev bintle amar the ha'amar av mitvakli b'chos mitvaklin." Okay, so he says, Anna Bahaka Shmuel Svirali. He says, no. I pasken like Rabbi Yochanan that you can do bitul, but I pasken like Shmuel that you can't do bitul achar bitul. But I pasken like a combination of both of them. To Amar, Eme Vatli Mechoz Mevatli. So he says, I don't understand. So Ravin is looking at a kasha to Ravi. He said, but Rava, there's an inherent contradiction in what you are saying. Why? Because what is the reason that you can't do bitul in the first place, that Shmuel said you can't do bitul ben chatzerot? But love chat time, he says, isn't it the same reason? My time aim evatin v'chozim evatin. Why do we say you can't do bitul? And then, okay, he's got the other way around. Why? What do we can't do bitul? Why does Shmuel say that you can't do bitul le prakim and do bitul again afterwards? Love mishum, isn't the reason because dechivan de batla rishute, once you've done bitul, istalik le mehacha le gamre, you out of it, you're gone. It's not your chatzir anymore. V'havenei keben chatzir acherit. And now you're not part of this chatzir anymore. It's as if you're part of another chatzir. And what did we learn? Ein bitul reshut mi chatzir lechatzir. We learned it the other day, right? That you can't do bitul from one chatzir. We had the whole section there with the guy in the pnimi and the chatzir and the one guy in the chitzoni forgot his eruv and the guy in the pnimi had the eruv. Who could he do bitul to? He can't do bitul to the guys in the pnimi because there's now the guys in the chitzoni's eruv is with them and you can't do bitul to the guys in the chatzir in the chitzoni because you can't do bitul from chatzir to chatzir. Same idea over here. Once you be mevatel your reshut in your chatzir, you no longer a ben chatzir. And now I can't come and do bitul to you because you're not part of my chatzir anymore, different chatzir. Mar nami lo niftil. So it's the same idea over here. You can't do bitul, Rashi. Mar nami niftil. The ha mi chatzir the chatziru. That's, in other words, what he's saying over here, I think, is that why did Shmuel in the first place say you can't do bitul from one chatzir to another? Because you can't do bitul of a guy in a different chatzir to you. So if I got my chatzir here and you do chatzir over here, I can't do bitul chatzir to chatzir. Exactly the same thing. If we now, this was my chatzir, this was your chatzir. Now I've given you my chatzir to you. Now that's all your chatzir. I'm in a different chatzir. We go back to square one. You can't do bitul chatzir to chatzir. When I gave up my chatzir, I could do bitul. Why? Because I gave you my chatzir. Now that chatzir becomes yours. Now I'm part of another chatzir. And when you've got this combined chatzir now, it's one big chatzir, you can't do bitul to another chatzir. You can mevatel your own chatzir, but you can't bitul somebody else's chatzir. Right? She says, she doesn't like the idea. Doesn't like, he says, no. Hatam hainu taima. He says, what's the reason? Ki heichi de lo lahave milted rabbanan kechucha vitlule. He says, no. The reason why you can't do that, because we don't want to make a joke. And look at Rashi, hatam, the ein chojin vatlin. It's completely different. When we did bitul one to the other to something else, why don't we want you to do bitul? It was the reason that Shmuel saying you can't do bitul after bitul is not the same reason as you can't do bitul in the first place. Bitul in the first place is a different chatzerot. Bitul after bitul, why can't you do that? He says, because you make a mockery of the whole story. Look at Rashi there. The ein chojin vatlin, time allowed mishum to have a like a ben chatzir. Not because you like a different ben chatzir, if you have different chatzir. No. Eli mishum to have a mida drabanan kechucha veitlule. Look, Rashi, schok and leitzanut. Make a mockery of the whole story. What's going on here? What Chachamim didn't say do bitul for half a second and then quickly go do all your stuff then do bitul again. Chachamim gave you bitul unto Shmuel as a tikkun. Because we go on Eruvim, we say that we got a hakel and you messed up and we don't want you to ruin your whole Shabbos. So they said tikkun. But to go make a mockery of the whole story, just by the way, that doesn't seem to be the halacha. According to what I understood in Steinsatz this morning, the halacha is you can do bitul achar bitul. It's important to know that. Eh? It's an amazing halacha. Now we discussed this in detail now, right? We didn't realize yesterday that we actually spend like half the 2 days shir on this. Rav Amar Mevatlin V'Chozrin U'Mevatlin. Rav says that there's no problem. Mevatel, Chozrin, Mevatel. And Shmuel Amar Ein Mevatlin V'Chozrin Mevatlin. Now we know when it comes to Isurei, Halacha is in Isurin. So we have a Machloket Rav U'Shmuel. Halacha is like? Knew somebody? Rav U'Shmuel in Isurin Halacha is? Robert?
Rav. Yeah.
Right, so that's why the halacha here is like Rav. So the Gemara says, "Leimer Rabu Shmuel bepukt Rabu Dam Rabbi Lezer kamiflegay." Let's try and see this machloket. Rabu Shmuel is the same machloket that we have a parallel case in Rabbi Chachamim Rabbi Lezer. The Rav, the Amar Rabbanan, Rav says like Rabbanan. Look at Rashi here. Right, the Rav. Rav Damak Rabbanan, the Amrei B'matni, we got a Mishnah, we'll see it later on, this Mishnah comes in Daf Ayin somewhere, Samachtet, oh, tomorrow's that, right, Beito, look at this, the Amrei B'matni, Beito Asu Lahachnis Ulahotzi Lo V'lahem, so you, who did Bitu, your house now is out of bounds, both for you and according to the other guys. The Amrei Amavatel Rishut Chatzero, Lo bitel reshut beito. Right? Now, why is they can't come into your house? Because when you mevatel your reshut, according to Rabbanan, you weren't mevatel everything. You were just mevatel your chatzer, your yard. You never abandoned your rights to your house. You haven't disappeared completely. As far as the baalut in this space is concerned, you still exist. Just you've limited your rights. Therefore, you aren't considered, like we wanted to say previously, is if you narrow a different ben chatzer, you're part of a different chatzer altogether. No. You're in this chatzer, just you abandoned your actual rights in the chatzer, but your house is still there. But you still exist. They know you, they see you, they're aware of you. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, when Shmuel says, and therefore, so therefore Ravu says that there is bitul achar bitul. Why do we say bitul achar bitul? Because listen, I'll give up my rights in my chatzer, but I'm still here. I haven't gone anywhere. Therefore, you can be mevatel to me again because I want another ben chatzah. I'm the ben of this chatzah still, just I've given you my rights. So you can mevatel the rights back to me. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says, the Amar Krabi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer say? Look at Rashi. The Amar Perik Osin Pasin. We'll see later. We saw this already, actually. Beito muta lahachnis ulhotzi lahem. Remember, we saw this actually. There. Shmuel said that if you mevatel your reshut, they can take out of your house as well. You completely abandon your rights. When you said Bevatel my Rashut, they can even come into your house and take stuff out of your house back and forth. You can't take out of your house back and forth. So here you've got a complete bitul. Going to Shmuel, you've given up much more rights. And now you taka like a different Ben Chatzir. You no longer exist really. Because they've got free access into your house and your chatzir.
Can you carry within your house then?
Within your house, you can probably carry, right? Because your house is a shtei yachid mukaf, so you aren't gave one rishut.
So is the chatzer.
No, but the if there was stuff in the chatzer, so you would be able to carry in the chatzer as well. But like if you go into you come into my house on Shabbos and there's stuff in my backyard, you can carry in a shtei yachid. The problem here is going from one rishut to the other rishut because the gzeira of Chazal were. That even though both of them are shtei yachid, because we don't want you to go from shtei yachid to shtei rabim, and a chatzer, a common chatzer, could be misconstrued as a shtei rabim, you'd make a mistake and think, I'm going from my house to my yard, I'm going from my yard to the street. So they made a gzeira. But me'ikar adin, they both are shtei yachid. Our question now is going from one to the other. That's the gzeira of a chatzer, eruv chatzerot. You can run around the whole day, your yard, or my yard, or anybody else's yard, even a karpath. Which is less than a Beit Satayim. There's no problem on that. It's going from one rishut to the other. Sorry?
Does this beetle expire when Shabbat ends?
So I would assume that it's expired. I said yesterday, when I never knew that the whole sigur here was going to be on this, it would make sense. Remember, I said it would make sense to say that the beetle is a beetle until after Shabbos. I can't imagine that halakhically, just because you were vatel the guy on Shabbos, that suddenly tomorrow you can arrive in your house and you want to come put his feet up on your couch.
But it's the machshava of the guy who's doing it, obviously.
No, the whole purpose here, as I understand, is to sort out a problem. The problem is that because we've got a common chatzir, right, and Chazal made a takana or a gzeira, that because it's a common chatzir, we have to have an eruv. And now 4 out of 5 guys made an eruv, and 1 guy forgot to make the eruv. Why must we all suffer? So it's a tikkun. Chachamim said, do bitu. So it's coming to help you have onek Shabbos. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to read for anything else other than that. The question is, to what extent do we look at the bitul? Do we say it's bitul on your house as well, or only bitul on the chatzer? Rav, who said we want to say it like Rabbanan, and the Machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer says that the bitul is only on your chatzer, not on your house. Therefore, you can't take anything else from your house to the yard and back, and neither can I take anything from my house to the yard and back. I'm still around. I'm still here. Right? Where Shmuel, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we want to say, says that the bitul is a much more complete bitul. And therefore, you, for all intents and purposes, become a different ben chatzer. You now abandon your rights in this chatzer, and therefore, there's no bitul between chatzer to chatzer. So, if you can't do bitul in a portion, because once I did bitul, I'm gone. I'm a different chatzer, so now you can't redo bitul back to me because I'm no longer in this chatzer. It's as if I sort of entered a time travel. I mean, boom, and I'm now somewhere else. Where according to Rav, I'm still here. Hello. So you can't do bitul back to me. Right, that's I think we want to say at the moment. Just carry on. So now, I'm going to say now at the moment we try to pitch Rav and Shmuel's machloket, Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara is now going to try and show you that Rav and Shmuel could each agree with either side as well. That's not the machloket. Their machloket is not Rav and Rabbi Eliezer, not Rav and Rabbi Eliezer. So Amalecha Rav, Ana de Amrei. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer says, why are you writing us off and saying we pigeonholed with Rabbanan? Even Rabbi Eliezer, Adkan lo kama Rabbi Eliezer hatam. When Rabbi Eliezer said over there that you've abandoned your right to become a different ben chatzer, Amavati Rishut Chatzer Rishut Beitel Bitel. Why did he say that? Mishum de Bayit Belo Chatzer Lo Daya Inche. Because as a rule, in a house that hasn't got a yard, people don't live in houses that haven't got yards. So once you've given up your house, once you've given up your yard, there's no point in having a house if you haven't got a garden, right? All of us know that, right? Only people who live in flats can't relate to this. I'm joking. So no, Sal was not here. Okay, he's got a roof. Okay, but I'm saying anybody who lives in a garden, he's like, can you live in a house without a garden? So once you give up your garden, you give up your house as well, right? Aval inyan istaluke. But as far as mistalek, where you want to tell me I've no longer now a ben chatzer, that's too extreme. Right, look, Rashi, aval inyan istaluke. Look at the shabia nafshe ke ben chatzer achid. Now they become a part of a different area. And if I can't get my rishut back, that's going too far. Mi amar? You never said that. You're going too far with Rabbi Eliezer. We agree that Rabbi Eliezer says that once you mevatel your rishut in your chatzer, also your house. But you didn't disappear. You're going too far. So therefore, Rav saying, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree with me that you are not another ben chatzer, and therefore there could be bitul rishlach rishut. And Shmuel says the same thing. Shmuel says, amar, ana dam efruk rabbanan. You're telling me I could even agree to rabbanan, says Shmuel. Ad kan lo kam rabbanan hatam elamai de batil udlo batil lo batil. He says even there rabbanan when they said that you mevatel your chatzer, you weren't mevatel your house, that was purely because they said the guy said I'm mevatel my chatzer. Why would he say mevatel the house? That's what's going to right. Avamai de batil, but the miha he started grabbing. But from what he did do bitulon. Except that he's gone completely. So I acknowledge that he hasn't given up his house, but he's no longer a ben reshut the chatzir, because he gave up the chatzir. So I'm not going to go so far to like Rabbi Eliezer wanted to say that the house and everything else is gone, but he agreed with me that the chatzir is no longer his. Therefore, he's not a ben of this chatzir. Therefore, he can't do bitul back to back, one to the other. So it's quite interesting that they both want to try and prove themselves that this isn't the machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. Right, so Amar Rav Acher Bar Chanav Amar Rav Sheshet Ketnai. So you know what this is? Machloket Tanai. What's Machloket Tanai? Mi shenatan reshuto v'hotzi ben b'shoget ben b'meizid oser. Do you remember? He says somebody who had given his reshut. Natan reshuto. Right. In other words, he said, "I'm giving you my reshut." Right. Look at the Gemara. Right. And then v'hotzi. And then in the end, what did he do? Inadvertently even, without even realizing, he behaved like somebody who hadn't given up his reshut in the chatzer. And he suddenly appeared in the yard with his newspaper. So according to Rabbi Meir, right, he says, Misha natan reshut v'hotzi b'hamshu b'hamazid, Oser is now Oser in all of us. He's proving that this bitul didn't exist, and therefore when we thought for a moment that we were all safe because he no longer had a reshut in this chatzer, not true. And now there isn't an Eruv, and we all go back to square one. We haven't got an Eruv in this Chatzir. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Meir there. The Amar Afilu B'Shogeg Hadru Reshut, even Baba, inadvertently, he took back his Reshut. Savar, what is Rabbi Meir of the opinion? Lo Mesulaku, he isn't gone. The Gavir Bitul Nami, therefore, with regards to Bitul, Chosrin, therefore, according to this, we would say, Chosrin Avatin V'Hadrule. You can do Bitul and take back your Bitul. Because if we would say that even Bidi Eved, he would osir on us, then Lechatchila would say definitely with intention he could take back his bitul. Because here it was a temp, he gave the guy, said, listen, I'm being mevatel my reshut. And then even Bidi Eved, he did an action, he took it back, that proves that it can go back after a period of time. That is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, b'meizid osir, b'shogeg eino osir. Meir said, no. If he did it on purpose, if b'meizid he came outside and sat down and opened up his newspaper and started acting like a balabait again in the chatzer, then he would also in all of us. Philip b'shogeg it wouldn't be. Okay? So now the Gemara says, my love, b'hak, k'miflega, isn't this the machloket? So Rabbi Abayu said like this, Amar Rav Acher Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Sheshet Ketnai, right? He says, this is the machloket Ketnai. How does he explain it? He says as follows, my love, b'hak, isn't this the machloket? Demar Savar Mevatlin V'Chozrin Mevatlin. That is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that all the Shogeg, you can take back your Reshut, therefore you can do Bittul and Achar Bittul. Umar Savar Rabbi Yehuda, who says only Bemezid, but not Beshogeg, Ein Mevatlin V'Chozrin Mevatlin. Right? That's just the most Amar of Achar Bar Tachlif and Mishmai Rabbi. No, we don't buy into that. De Chula Alma Ein Mevatlin V'Chozrin Mevatlin. says everybody agrees that there's no such thing, that you can't do bittul and then afterwards go back and do bittul grashi. The kulama and choshev batin. The istalekle. Because the guy's gone. Once he's done bittul, he's no longer there. He's not, like, Shmuel wanted to say, he's no longer a ben chatzer. How can he come back? Right? Ubedinu de beshogeg lo hadrile. And as far as Aloch is concerned, he says beshogeg, he can't do it. And Rabbi Meir, and even Rabbi Meir agrees that when Rabbi Meir said both beshogeg, bein bemezid, he takes back his reshut, right? And Rabbi Meir, kanis shogeg atu mezid. Rabbi Meir is saying we agree that minadin, beshogeg, he shouldn't do it, only bemezid. But Rabbi Meir says, you know what? We're going to do a knas over here, that beshogeg atu mezid. If a guy does a beshogeg, we're going to go one step further and say, stop! Because in case he would do bemezid, almost like a takana, or like a harchaka. Ubemezid, kulu mored afagav de istalekle. He says that everybody agrees that on mezid, even though when he did the bittul, he disappeared, kevin de hadar hadar, right? He's back in the game. Why? De halo zavne. He never sold you anything. So therefore, if the guy intentionally wants to come back, you can't stop him. Right? Ukagon shelo hichziku b'nei mavoi b'mavoi la'achar bittul, kodem chazara. He says specifically in a case it would be where you hadn't actually, remember we had the other day, we saw that example. I think we're going to bring it up again now. We had in the Mishnah Rabbi Gamliel's father said, quickly go outside and create facts on the ground before that goy changes his mind. Remember? In the Mishnah we had it. It's exactly the same thing over here. He's saying it would be perhaps if the guy, if none of us had done, the rest of the guys in the Chatzir hadn't behaved like Balim and he came back, then it would be, if we had already been there acting as Balim, maybe we wouldn't be able to do it. Let's become curious in a moment. So the man said, "Can you show me how to measure?" The man said, "Well, can you show me how to measure?" Okay. Rashi Amar, Rav Shmuel beplugte, Rav Ezra Rabbanan kemiflegei. Rav Ashi says no. Rav Ashi says that they are the machloket between Rabbanan and Rav Shmuel. It's like a plug Rav Ezra Rabbanan, and I think that actually ends up being the halacha. If anybody can quickly see, they can find the halacha in the Gemara, right? But if I understood correctly, the halacha is that we say machloket Rav Shmuel halacha kerav, and the Rav Sheshet says that is the machloket of Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer would be also a get a rov against Rabbi Lezer, and therefore the halacha would be that you could do bitul chozer umevatel. Now, if you can find the halacha, the aleph on the daf, here, look at that. Look at the top of the daf there, just in line with the Tosfot where it says v'hatanya, between the Tosfot hatanya and Tosfot v'hotziu. It says over there, Rav Amar Mevaklin v'chushvaklin, there's an Aleph next to it. Can you see that? If you look there, that is it. Maim v'perek pep v'hilchot eruvin ha'ochahei, and samar and tu shuchat aruch orachayim, simen shin pei Aleph, Sif Zayin. That would be the aloche, lemaase, mevaklin v'chushvin u'mevaklin, exactly Rav Shmuel aloche karav, or Rabbanan and Eliezer aloche karabim, and that would basically be the bottom line aloche on this. Can you quickly run through over here? Amar Rabbanan. Now we go back to the Mishnah. So we have this tzuki. Tzuki, man dakas, the words, what do you mean tzuki? Who was speaking about tzukim up until now that you suddenly mentioned tzukim? Now when the Mishnah's talking exactly out of context, it throws us off. We want Mishnayot to be subjects which are similar discussion one to the other. So he says, man dakas, who mentioned tzuki anyway? Who spoke about it? So he says, "Chisura mechshar." It's actually a corrupted Mishnah. V'achik, I'm just going to read it. Tziduki, varehu kenochri. So the machloket is a tziduki like a goy or not? Rabbi Gamliel omer, tziduki ena kenochri. A tziduki is not a nochri. We saw that in the Mishnah already, right? We said there's a difference between the tzidukim and the help me. What was that? Garei arayot. No, somebody, I've slipped my mind now quickly. We said that they converted because they were scared of the lions when Givonim, I think so, right? He says, Right, so he had agreed to rent his place to them. Right, we got a brighter that said if you live with all these types of nochri, tzeduki, baitusi, they all usher you. ומעשה בזוק אחד שידע אימן רבי גמליאל במובן בשליים, ואמר להם רבי גמליאל לבניו, בניי, מהרו ותציעו מה שאתם מוצאים, והכניסו בה מה שמחזין, תוציא התואב הזה, וישר לכם. So he says, "Wash, well, bitul shetu lachem di Rabbi Meir." He says, "You can't do bitul." Rabbi Yehuda says, "But Hashon acheret." Rabbi Yehuda has a different story. He says, "Myharu v'asu torchechem avoy." God take possession of the mavoy. Ad shlo techshech v'yashalechem until he comes out and does it. Right? So it's the end of Avia. We'll carry on tomorrow. I mean, kutim, not givonim.